Airbnb.
It's wedding season.
Yes, it is. What's going on, baby?
Alex and I just got invited to a beautiful venue for the wedding of a childhood buddy of mine.
Lovely. Can't wait to hear about
it. We got babysitters. We're all set to go.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay, second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Canva.
Yetis, in sports as in business, if you look good, you feel good, and you'll play good.
That's why we love Canva. It's simply the best online graphic design software we've ever used.
Neither one of us are designers, and yet both of us have created beautiful designs for our business using Canva.
We designed our merch on Canva.
We designed our social posts on Canva.
We designed the signs for our T-Boy Live show on Canva.
True story. Oh, and Canva isn't just for startups or entrepreneurs either, because 90% of Fortune 500 companies now use Canva.
But it definitely is for startups like us, the T-Boy Podcast Media Company.
Our creative director literally said she cannot live without Canva.
And we believe her. It'll make your business look good, which will make you feel good, and you'll perform better.
So Yeti, start designing today at canva.com. Canva, designed for work.
This episode is sponsored by Audible, the home of storytelling.
Protect her.
That's from the opening chapter of The Last Thing He Told Me.
Or is it protect her?
It's protect her.
Yeah, it's like that.
It's a thrilling mystery my wife and I listened to on Audible.
It actually got adapted into a TV show, but it was way more riveting as an audiobook, wasn't it, man?
It's about a tech executive who disappears when his company gets indicted on accounting fraud.
But he disappeared to protect her. And honestly, we shouldn't say anymore. Let's stop
there. Listen to the whole audiobook on Audible while driving in the car on road trips.
And you should too. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500.
That's audible.com/tboy or text tboy to 500-500. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Wednesday, Ceviche Wednesday, July 26th, and today's pod is the best one yet. It's T-Boy Jack.
The Dow just had its 12th straight day of positive gains.
The Dow just had its longest winning streak in 6 years.
Your boss has been on vacation the last 12 days. The stock market hasn't been.
Hey, Wall Street, what do we got to do to make it 13?
Hey, boss, extend your vacation. We want to keep this going.
We're doing fine here. First story, what do we got on the show, Jack?
The UPS strike was gonna be the first strike that you really felt.
Because 2023 is the year of the strike.
For our second story, Spotify just announced its best user growth ever for a quarter, and then the stock fell by 14%.
Yeah, it's because sometimes users are really losers.
And our third and final story, if you thought cryptocurrencies were crazy, get ready for this story.
This is crazy. What do we got, Jack?
WorldCoin is the newest crypto. It requires you visit an orb and scan your eyeballs.
Must visit orb.
And this isn't just some joke. It's like a venture-backed business.
And Jack and I are doing it tomorrow. But more on that later. More on that later.
But Yetis, before we hit that wonderful mix of stories.
A wild mix of stories, Jack. Love this mix.
In 1947, in the Santa Cruz Mountains of California, something happened.
Two brothers were camping and cutting wood. They were having a great time together.
One of the brothers was messing around a little bit too much and brought the axe down hard.
Boom. He looks down and what does he see? He cut off his brother's finger. Middle finger, gone.
If you grow up without a finger, that is a tough circumstance.
That is pretty tough. And Jack, what would be kind of a hard thing to do if you're missing a finger?
Maybe the hardest thing to do if you are missing a finger would be to play guitar.
Probably write off being a guitarist as a career choice if you're missing a finger at an early age.
Yeah, it's hard to play a guitar if you have 10 fingers.
Can't imagine playing a guitar if you only got 9 fingers. Can't do it.
And yet, Nick, that boy grew up to play the guitar.
Not just play the guitar, he changed music.
Because that boy was Jerry Garcia.
One of the best guitarists of all time.
Jerry Garcia, the founder of the Grateful Dead.
One of the greatest jam bands of all time.
Jerry Garcia, with his guitar, went on to perform 2,000 packed concerts.
Went on to sell $400 million of tickets.
And he did it all with 9 fingers.
Now, Yetis, Sawyer Forrest is a bestie in Illinois who listens to this podcast every single day.
And Sawyer Forrest lost more than just a finger.
Yes, he did. Sawyer Forrest recently lost his leg from a serious strep infection.
Sawyer is only 9 years old. And just like Jerry Garcia, Sawyer lost a limb as a young boy.
But Jack, just like Jerry, Sawyer has got a bigger heart because of it.
Nick, just like Jerry, I'm pretty sure Sawyer can do anything he wants to do.
And Jack, just like Jerry, Sawyer can become the best at whatever he chooses to do.
We actually know. We are convinced. We are certain that Sawyer can become the best one yet.
The best one yet. Sawyer, today's pod, it's for you.
Sawyer Forrest from Evanston, Illinois. Let's make the show a T-boy.
Sawyer, let's hit our 3 stories.
15 years before this song, 2 boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea to cause a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm. Jack, Nick, that's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, UPS executives just shook hands with the UPS Workers Union. The biggest potential strike in America hath been averted.
But why are labor strikes all the rage right now?
It feels like we're seeing a lot of these labor strikes, Jack.
Because workers have the leverage.
Workers have the leverage. Like Karloff, our UPS delivery guy, who's probably cruising down Pacific Avenue right now. He's amazing. He taught me how to lift with my legs.
Our UPS guy, he's got great brown shorts. He's very kind. He puts the package wherever I need it. He never complains. He's always got a smile on his face.
I have Karloff's phone number and we text.
I asked our guy to stop ringing the doorbell because it wakes the baby. He apologized emphatically.
Sounds like I got competition to be the podfather, Jack. Yetis, let's get right to it. The UPS strike. You may have heard about it, but guess what? It probably isn't happening.
Because yesterday, UPS executives reached a tentative agreement with the UPS Workers Union.
Assuming the union members approve the contract, there won't be a UPS delivery strike.
And that is a huge relief.
Because UPS delivers 1 out of 4 American packages. That's a lot of packages.
So if there's no UPS operating, there's no cute top getting delivered on your doorstep.
That flannel romper, it's not going to arrive for at least another week.
A UPS strike would have meant delayed packages and a potential delivery disaster.
Jack, 2-day shipping is about to become 2-week shipping.
But the strike's not happening. So let's look at the scoreboard and see what the two sides got.
Well, Jack and I added up the numbers, and it looks like the UPS guy in the brown suit just snagged some very solid wins.
The first win that UPS workers snagged is air conditioning.
How is this not table stakes? UPS is committing that every new truck will include an air conditioner.
It's not table stakes because the old trucks don't have AC. At least UPS promised to add fans and new ventilation to the old trucks, too.
Now our deodorant story from yesterday makes a lot more sense, Jack.
UPS also promised to stop doing unscheduled sixth days.
Sixth days. Not sick days. Sixth days. What's that, Jack?
Because that worker you love at UPS, he's happy to wear the brown socks from Monday through Friday. But he's not going to do any more surprise Saturday shifts.
No one wants to get called in by Lumberg on a Saturday, Jack.
But the key to this negotiation, it all came down to the money.
It always comes down to money. What are we seeing, Jack?
UPS's union leader said this about the money in his blue-collar Boston accent yesterday.
We got $30 billion of new money as a direct result of these negotiations.
$30 billion more money compared to the first offer that UPS made to its workers.
Okay, first of all, Ben Affleck is absolutely buying the rights to this for his next movie, Jack. Absolutely.
We also think this $30 billion for the workers is well-earned.
It is, because workers have been delivering our Amazon packages as we sheltered in place for a while.
Yeah, UPS delivery people and all delivery people, they were frontline workers during the pandemic.
And Jack, can we jump into the financials here? Because UPS, it looks like they can afford it.
Annual profits for UPS have nearly doubled in the post-pandemic era as we've bought more and more stuff online.
Those packages have become a profit, puppy.
UPS can afford it.
But Jack, it feels like we've seen a lot of these strikes lately. So what's the takeaway for our buddies who are everyone in the economy?
2023 is the year of the strike.
Yetis, first, we saw the first ever unions form at Starbucks, Apple, and Trader Joe's.
Then we saw railroad workers threaten to strike and shut down all trains.
And now we're seeing Hollywood actors and writers actually on strike right now.
And the UPS strike that we barely averted, it would have been the biggest of them all. 340,000 unionized workers saying, I'm not working unless I get a better contract.
Now, besties, we know what you're thinking. What has driven workers to band together and show strength in numbers in a huge way right now?
It's leverage, because the ridiculously low unemployment rate gives workers so much leverage.
Throughout the 2000s and the 2010s, bosses had the leverage.
Yes, boss has always had the leverage. They could call the shots, set the rules, set the pay, and replace any worker who had a problem with it.
But now, workers know that they have the leverage.
Because workers are hard to replace. They can demand more, and they know the bosses are probably going to accept.
Add it all up, and that is why 2023 is the year of the strike. For our second story, Spotify just enjoyed its best quarter ever. And then what happened to the stock, Jack?
The stock tanked afterwards.
Yeah, it dropped.
So we're going to reveal why the undisputed champion of music streaming can't turn a profit.
But Jack, before we jump into the story, we got to talk about the story of media right now.
The story of media right now is losing subscribers.
Disney Plus, Netflix, they're all struggling to add new subscribers right now.
But not for Spotify.
No, what is going on over in Sweden, Jack? Sweden.
Daniel Ek just announced that Spotify gained 36 million new subscribers in just the last 3 months.
Not too shabby. Can we sprinkle on a little more context to that meatball, my friend?
That is the greatest jump ever for Spotify in a single quarter.
Sit down, stand up, and hit the high notes. Yeti, Spotify is truly the global leader in music right now.
They have 551 million subscribers. That is almost two United States. That's double Netflix, double Disney Plus. It's huge.
I have Miley Cyrus singing in the USA. Two of them, Spotify.
Now, the number two in music streaming is Apple Music. And they stopped reporting in 2019 how many they had.
That is never a good sign when you just stop sharing the numbers, Jack.
They're believed to have way fewer subscribers than Spotify.
So, Yetis, Jack and I are looking at the situation here. Spotify just had its best quarter for user growth ever. They got two USA's worth of listeners. They are the only company beating Apple at anything right now. Must be nice, Spotify.
Wall Street must be loving Spotify stock right now.
And do they, Jack?
No.
No.
Hell no.
To quote Shania Twain, that don't impress me much.
The stock fell by 14% the moment after Daniel Ek announced these record numbers.
So Jack and I were curious. We want to tell the story of what's going on in the financials of Spotify. And what are we noticing, Jack?
Advertising is just not working at Spotify.
Yetis, remember when Jack and I just said that Spotify had a huge number of subscribers, 551 million of them?
Well, only 40% actually pay for Spotify.
Only 40% actually pay. The other 60% are listening for free and they listen to ads.
So Nick and I are going to compare these subscribers who actually pay to the subscribers who just listen to ads.
All right, first, let's look at the premium paying subscribers, the ones that don't see ads because they pay Spotify for a subscription.
In the US, Spotify charges them 10 bucks a month. I've been paying since 2015.
Now, Jack, let's look at the non-paying Spotify subscribers, the ones who have to listen to ads.
Well, Spotify's making 10 bucks a month on premium customers. They're only making 39 cents a month in ad sales.
So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Spotify?
For Spotify, every new user is actually a new loser.
Yeti, Spotify is enjoying record revenues right now, and yet they're also experiencing record losses.
For every dollar that Spotify brings in, they lose 10 cents.
So Jack and I got to ask, where is that money going? Why are they also seeing record losses?
They're getting so many $10 a month from so many people. Where is the money going?
Well, the answer is it's going to the musicians.
That's right. We crunched the numbers. 76 cents of every dollar that Spotify makes goes directly to the music labels and eventually to the musicians.
Now, Spotify just said they're raising the subscription price by $1 a month, but you know what? Doesn't really matter month.
No, because they have to give most of that $1 a month to the musicians.
Even if Spotify raised their subscription price, which they just did by a dollar, it's not going to matter much because they got to give most of it to musicians.
Spotify's red flag for investors has always been this. It's the business model.
The three powerful music labels take most of the money that Spotify makes.
Spotify is number one by far in a huge business that happens to not be profitable. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Eddie's, how good is the feeling of finally getting something off your chest?
You've been wanting to say it. You've been waiting to say it.
But you bottled it up.
In Waspy, Vermont, where I grew up, we didn't talk much about our problems. We were encouraged to keep them to yourself.
Eddie's, bottling up your feelings is just horrible for you because eventually it blows up with an outburst. And then while it's stewing, it makes your whole stomach feel terrible.
We encourage you to get it off your chest. And the perfect place to do that is therapy.
You will not believe how good it feels to say something that has been left unsaid, and you can practice with a therapist and then end up telling your loved ones the best way possible later on.
You don't have to tell them, but you could. It's 100% up to you. Oh, and by the way, what you tell your therapist remains completely confidential.
So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp.
Visit BetterHelp.com/T-Boy today to get 10% off your first month.
That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/T-Boy.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery. Code Wondery.
For our third and final story, the biggest cryptocurrency story of the year is also the craziest cryptocurrency story of the year.
And that cryptocurrency is WorldCoin. It just launched, and it's going to scan your eyeballs for your money.
But Yetis, before Jack and I get into the deep plot on this one, we got to talk about Sam Altman, because Sam Altman is the king of artificial intelligence, and he's connected to this.
He got the world's attention in November when he launched ChatGPT, because he is the CEO of OpenAI.
And he's the creator of artificial intelligence that will either fix or break the world. Our future, it's in Sam Altman's hands.
That's pretty wild. But his other creation, his other project, is actually wilder.
Get this. It's called WorldCoin, and it's a cryptocurrency with a unique twist.
To use this cryptocurrency, you must confirm your identity. Actually, you must confirm you're a human being by getting your eyeballs scanned.
Yeah, you gotta scan your eyeballs. And the goal is to become the world's largest human identity and financial network by physically scanning your eyeballs.
The bigger goal is to save humanity from the very AI that Sam Altman unleashed on the world.
Curious? Well, you're not the only ones, because WorldCoin has raised $250 million from venture capitalists, and it just launched on Monday.
Now, this sounds like the plot of a Tom Cruise Mission Impossible 13.
Pretty sure this is Mission Impossible
4,000.
Because to access this cryptocurrency, you must let an orb scan your eyeballs.
We're going to put a picture on the screen, because WorldCoin has manufactured 1,500 physical orbs, and he's distributed them across the world so humans can use them.
It's collecting eyeball data. That's what this is doing.
These orbs are 8-inch spherical bowling balls that you put up on a pedestal, and they stare at you, scanning your retina.
Hey, Jack, it kind of looks like a Pokemon ball that was designed by Microsoft.
It actually looks like the Eye of Sauron.
It's like if Clear at the airport was designed by George Lucas. That's what this is.
You make an appointment at an orb, like you're having a date or something, and then you go there, get your eyeball scanned, and you can use the WorldCoin cryptocurrency.
They actually have two of them in San Francisco, and full disclosure, we're going tomorrow.
You visit the passport office to get a passport. You visit an orb to get a WorldCoin token.
I'm actually scared, Jack. I'm purely doing this for the sake of the podcast.
There's no turning back from this, Nick.
Now, Yetis, the key to this retina scanning technology is proof of personhood.
Yes. They want to tie the cryptocurrency to a unique human being identity.
Which leads to the question, why do we need to tie a cryptocurrency to a unique human being identity?
Glad you asked. In the future, with artificial intelligence, we won't be able to tell the difference between humans and robots. Robots will be able to pass that CAPTCHA I'm not a robot test.
And here's where things turn dark, Yetis. If the robots take all our jobs, then we humans won't have jobs, but we'll still need money. So what are we humans going to do then, Jack?
This project is so speculative that the final plan of WorldCoin is to pay humans a universal basic income with WorldCoin because none of us have jobs. The robots have all the jobs.
Like we said, Yeti, Sam Altman is profiting by solving a problem that he basically helped create.
Huge problem, but at least he has a huge solution for it.
And he's getting paid on both sides, ironically, in dollars. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at WorldCoin?
The more digital crypto gets, the more physical it needs to be.
Yetis, everyone talks about digital currency, but the way we see it, crypto is actually very much a physical currency.
We said this a couple years ago when we were covering Bitcoin. Bitcoin is physical, fundamentally.
It's an inconvenient truth about Bitcoin, but it has a huge carbon footprint that requires a lot of physical things.
To keep the Bitcoin blockchain going, it requires computing. It requires computers, huge computers, and huge amounts of electricity.
But WorldCoin is the first crypto that's proudly physical. In fact, it embraces its physical nature.
WorldCoin is based on the idea that it must be physical in order to be trusted.
It's actually the great irony of cryptocurrency. The more digital it is, the more physical it needs to be. Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us with a little bit of ceviche?
The UPS strike is not happening, as UPS upped their offer by $30 billion for the workers.
Why are we seeing so many strikes, Yetis? Because workers have the leverage.
For our second story, Spotify just announced record revenue, record number of new users, but also record losses.
Sometimes, for some companies, a new user can be a loser.
And our third and final story is WorldCoin. It went live on Monday. Step right up and get your eyeballs scanned by Sam Altman's Scary Like a Machine.
The more digital crypto gets, the more physical it needs to be, which is why tomorrow I'm going to get my eyeball scanned. Jack, I'm going to do it. It's right out here outside the studio.
Yeah, Yetis. Nick has volunteered to be a tribute.
Yeah.
So he's going to go to the orb that's right down the block from him in San Francisco.
We'll toss it on Instagram at TBoyPod.
You're going to see the orb scan Nick's eyes. Eyes at T-Boy Pod. You're going to want to see this. But Yetis, this pod's not done yet. Here's what else you need to know today.
First, the Federal Reserve, our nation's central bank, has a huge meeting today.
The Fed is going to announce whether they're raising interest rates again or continuing the great pause.
Second, General Motors is great at gas guzzlers, but they're struggling with EVs.
GM has only built 50,000 EVs so far this year, and they're blaming a supplier for that slowdown.
And finally, Alphabet and Microsoft both reported earnings, and both just could not stop talking about AI.
Because if you're not talking about AI, investors in tech are not interested.
Now, time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Sawyer Forrest from Evanston, Illinois.
Hi, Nick and Jack. My name is Sawyer Forrest. I live in Evanston, Illinois. Did you know that about 91% of disabilities are caused by illnesses? Wow!
Actually, we had no idea about that, Sawyer. Thank you for letting us know. We really had no idea.
I did not know that. But did you know that today is the National Disability Independence Day?
Yes.
33 years ago, the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed into law by Congress,
celebrating the passage of the ADA.
Sawyer, thanks for that fact, and thanks for making today a T-Boy with us.
The best one yet. Jack and I will see you tomorrow. And before we go, a happy birthday to Yeti Joanna Carvalho from lovely Nottingham, England.
And happy birthday to Sam O'Shaughnessy in Hong Kong.
And Rachel Garungan's turning 30 over in Santa Clara, California.
And happy 48th birthday to Brian Steinfeld in Atlanta, Georgia.
And Veronica Gethers, happy birthday down in D.C.
Happy 7th birthday to Derek Bester in Harrison, New York.
And Matt Richelson in Austin, Texas, has a birthday, and he's an accountant who deserves a huge hug.
And happy birthday to Tyler, who's also an accountant. And just crunch the numbers, this man turns 30 today.
Get that guy a hug.
And to anyone else who's celebrating something today, make it a T-Boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon, Disney, and Netflix. And Nick and I both own stock of Apple and Spotify. And we both own one Bitcoin each.
A Bitcoin named Ben.
They're actually twins. If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.